live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 9 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. The president of Letterkenny Chamber says it's more important now than ever for people to be supporting local businesses. The Bishop of Raphoe and the Bishop of Derry have implemented a number of measures across both dioceses to help mitigate against the spread of COVID-19. In other news, the court service has confirmed a survey of the needs of Carndonagh Courthouse has been completed and a report from surveyors is being assessed. And Donegal County Council has agreed to look further into safety concerns at a junction on the outskirts of Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, 9 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. That brings it to a total of 29 in the north and 99 on the whole island of Ireland. Meanwhile, the government here has quashed social media rumours the country's being placed on a so-called status red lockdown from Monday. The Defence Forces says there's no substance to them and misinformation is unhelpful during the coronavirus outbreak. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says there's no such plans.
The Taoiseach is making comments on this nearly every day, as our ministers every day. I cannot project what would be happening on Monday, but I want to be very clear that there are no such plans in place. But we will review every day what is happening and communicate every day. But there are no such plans in place for an announcement like that.
The HSE is in talks with hotels to secure beds in preparation for community transmission of the coronavirus. The health service won't be drawn on how many beds it's hoping to secure. Clinical Operations Officer Anne O'Connor says there are different types of beds that they need.
We have beds that we are going to need for the provision of care, and they will be from very acute care to care for people who are moderately sick, and they will have a healthcare component and will be relying on facilities that can provide that type of support to us as well as our own capacity. But there are other beds that are purely for isolation purposes that we might need. They are not necessarily beds for sick people. So, for example, we could be looking at hotels or places like that.
People returning from Cheltenham won't have to self-isolate but will be met by health workers at the airport. The National Public Health Emergency Team says anyone returning from Spain or Italy will have to restrict their movements for the next 2 weeks. But Health Minister Simon Harris says those restrictions don't apply to people coming home from Cheltenham.
It just seems counterintuitive that at a time when we're shutting down large events here that there'd be so many Irish people and others in close proximity to each other at the races and returning. So the Public Health Emergency Team did specifically consider Cheltenham again last night, and it has decided that they do not need to self-isolate on return. That's for a couple of reasons, but principally the fact that the UK is not currently deemed to be the same as Spain or Italy.
Donegal County Council says its COVID-19 crisis management team continues to meet daily, consider the evolving situation and impacts, and to comply with government and national guidelines to minimise the spread of the virus. The local authority says it's continuing to update its business continuity plan. In line with the government announcement yesterday, the council's library throughout the county museum and the regional cultural centre in Letterkenny have all closed. At this time, all other council functions are open and in operation. The president of Letterkenny Chamber says it's more important now than ever for people to be supporting their local businesses. Jimmy Stafford says they have been receiving a large volume of calls from business owners expressing concerns over the current situation as it relates to the coronavirus. He's urging them to engage early with financial institutions. Stressing that there are no issues with stocks and no need for panic buying, Mr. Stafford told Highland Radio News that it's more important everyone pulls together.
Nobody has written a template for this. We can never plan for something like this. We're in a very scary situation for a lot of businesses out there. We've been talking to business over the last 48 hours. Some people are just worried how they get through the next 24, 48 hours. I suppose one of the things we're asking and encouraging people is to shop local, support the local retailer. There's plenty of food out there. I was talking to a farmer this morning, Donald. There's shed loads of potatoes out there. In the butchers this morning, there's loads of meat. We were Brexit prepared for one thing, Donald, a word that we don't, you know, has gone out of the vocabulary at the moment. But, you know, that the warehouses have been stockpiled with goods.
And the best message for businesses, those who may be concerned? I mean, you're saying to them, if they feel they're coming under financial pressure, maybe now is the time to start forward planning in terms of how they're going to survive this.
Absolutely. So again, Noel, we've been talking to members over the last 48 hours who are very worried from a cash flow perspective. You know, we've had numerous calls into the Chamber office. One of the things we're saying and actively encouraging them is to engage with their financial provider. Talk to them now if they need a mortgage break, if they need to talk about their loan. For example, somebody who has a €600 a month mortgage, if they can defer that for 3 months, that's 1,800 cash flow into their current account in simple terms that they may need to keep their business afloat over the next few weeks and months.
And as someone involved in the banking sector yourself, obviously you know that banks will listen
sympathetically.
The banks understand what's happening.
They'll have no choice, though. I mean, we have to support the business out there. There will be an economy to keep going in the next, after this goes away, and it will go away, but we'll need an economy to keep going, and we'll need these businesses out there to be functioning as well. This is very different to the recession. This is affecting everybody across the board, every single business out there. So if we can all work together as one team and support each other, that's a key message.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Tourism has suggested that the VAT rate on accommodation and food services be slashed to 0% until the coronavirus crisis passes. The current VAT rate for the hospitality sector is at 13%, with many businesses now calling for a reduction to assist as revenues suffer due to cancellations. Minister Shane Ross has asked the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue to consider scrapping the tax temporarily. He has suggested it be increased to 9% for 12 months after the COVID-19 outbreak passes. The Deputy First Minister says schools in Northern Ireland should be closing in response to coronavirus. Michelle O'Neill's been speaking at Stormont today, despite saying last night the North wasn't at that stage yet. She says the situation is unfolding so quickly that action is needed.
In my mind, people are saying they're making up their own minds in terms of cancellations of big, large events. And people are asking a very logical question. Why can my children not go to school, but yet a couple of fields over, those children are going to school? People are asking the question, well, if we can't go to sporting events, but we can send our children to school? That's very contradictory. So I think it's time for clarity.
Derry City and Strabane District Council today agreed to close all council-owned buildings to the public for an initial 2 weeks, starting from 6 o'clock this evening. A number of events, including the City of Derry Jazz Festival and the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon, have been cancelled. The decision was taken following a briefing from members this morning on contingency plans to reduce the risk of COVID-19 across the council area. Mayor Councillor Michaela Boyle says the council is showing strong leadership.
We've taken the decision about closing all of council premises, that is our public premises, the Tower Museum, the Alley Theatre, the Guildhall, our community centres, our leisure facilities. Council staff will continue to report to their place of work as normal, where internal working arrangements are being reviewed and a range of restrictions are put in place, including no external meetings or attendances at conferences. Members agreed that the council will communicate with all third-party facilities, including community centres and art facilities that have a service level agreement with the council. So basically, buildings are closed to the public, but the council will continue to provide a service to the public from behind closed doors.
Obviously, at this point, there is still a difference between what's happening across the border in the Republic and what's happening in Derry City and Strabane. Do you believe that it's almost inevitable at this point that further restrictions will come in across Northern Ireland that will bring things into line with what's happening in the rest of the island, particularly in terms of school closures?
Yes, absolutely. There has been public concern and frustration over the course of the last 24 hours about what is happening right across the board. Derry City and Strabane District Council are autonomous. We are able to take those decisions. So we are guided by all of the advice being given to us by closing the buildings. We are looking to keep them sterile zones. We will continue to work with the statutory agencies and partners in terms of planning and reviewing as we move forward. I believe the council are responding responsibly and promptly at this time in relation to ensuring the spread of COVID-19 is mitigated against throughout the Derry City and Strabane District Council.
All masses with congregations have been cancelled in the Diocese of Raphoe until the 29th of March. In a letter to the priests and people of the diocese this morning, Bishop Alan McGuckian says the cancellation order will be reviewed at the end of the month. All confirmations have been cancelled until further notice. Adoration should not take place in small oratories, and where funerals, weddings and baptisms take place, the bishop asks that only immediate family attend. In keeping with government guidelines, he says all such gatherings must be restricted to less than 100 people. Bishop McGuckian says it's important that people be discouraged from travelling to funerals.
I know it goes against our natural Irish attitude, particularly to bereavement, but people should not be travelling distances to come to funerals, because the whole purpose of what we're at is to try and keep it as tight as possible.
I know it's not under you as such, but certainly people might be looking to you, Bishop, for guidance. What about wakes?
The same would be true. It is not for me to say, but, you know, a wake house is a much closer environment than often a big chapel. Consequently, that social proximity that we speak about is very hard to keep. So I think people should use the phone and social media to offer condolences. And hard as it is to say, like, obviously, that environment of a wake in a small home would be one that would be particularly risky.
There are no public masses.
That's right, with congregations.
Across our diocese, okay.
Across our diocese until the 29th. The priests will say Mass each day. The churches will be open and people are encouraged to go into the church and pray. This is not a time for less prayer, it's a time for more prayer.
The Bishop of Derry has also announced similar measures to be implemented across the diocese. Weekend Masses have been suspended and the obligation to attend Mass on Sundays and Holy Days has been removed until further notice. Confirmation ceremonies have been suspended until further notice, with further guidance due to be given at a later date with regards to First Communion. Funeral, marriage and baptism ceremonies will be celebrated. However, the Bishop of Derry is asking for no more than 100 people to attend. The full statement from Bishop Donal McKeown is available on our website highlandradio.com. All driving tests scheduled to take place from tomorrow until March the 29th have been suspended. Anyone who was due to take their test during this period will have it rescheduled free of charge. The RSA says it will make reasonable efforts to accommodate tests for the likes of emergency and essential service drivers. Scheduled 3 tests are not affected and will go ahead as planned. In other news, the court service has confirmed that a survey of the needs of Carndonagh Courthouse has been completed and a report from the surveyors is being assessed. Earlier this week, Judge Paul Kelly said he believes services should be returned to Carndonagh as quickly as possible. However, responding to queries from Councillor Albert Doherty, the CEO of the court service gave no commitments or timelines for the completion of work, saying only that extensive renovations are necessary and will be prioritised in line with budgetary constraints. She also referred to the fact that Buncrana is only 20 kilometres away. That's something with which Councillor Doherty takes issue.
I do not think budgetary constraints and considerations should be merited by the department as they seek and as the local community want the return of courthouse services into the peninsula. I didn't appreciate only 20 kilometres because that's 2 Buncrana, so it's 40 on return. And if the person attending Buncrana comes from the north of the peninsula, from the Mallon Parish, from the Greencastle Parish, you're talking about a return between 80 and 100 kilometres.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. The new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in-store or online.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll have an update on what the impact of coronavirus has had on sport over the last number of hours with more cancellations. But before that, let's just hear from some of the action. Just a small bit of action that took place today. And it continued in front of the full stands on the final day of the Cheltenham Festival. Album Photo has claimed the day's feature, the Gold Cup. With the details, Dennis Kerwin.
Album Photo joined Lascargo and Best Mate as the only horses to successfully defend their Gold Cup crown in the past 50 years. Paul Townend rising in front of the last, and he held off the sustained challenge of Santini by a neck, with Lost in Translation just over a length away back in third. Overall, it has been an incredible day for Willie Mullins, who won the first 4 races. He won the Triumph Hurdle in fortuitous fashion, with Burning Victory profiting from a final hurdle mishap by Goshen. Mullins won his 5th county hurdle in the past 11 seasons, when Saint-Roix landed the spoils under Barry Geraghty, while Monkfish got the better of Latest Exhibition and Fury Road in the finish of the day to win a quality running of the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle. So, 3 winners for Paul Townend, who along with Willie Mullins and the magnificent Album Photo made history today at Cheltenham. With Paddy Power, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Dennis Kerwin reporting on the big one from Cheltenham today. Well, golf's first major of the year has become the latest sporting event to fall victim to the coronavirus. The Masters were due to begin on the 9th of April, but organisers hope they can reschedule it for later in the year. England's Tommy Fleetwood says postponing the tournament is the right decision.
If you look at the tournament as a whole, you don't want to play it behind closed doors. That kind of, and believe me, I've been to the Masters when there's no crowds. People wouldn't recognise the 9th and the 18th green. They're in the middle of nowhere. But in terms of what it means to Augusta as well, financially and everything, I think that's a knock-on effect, you know, the revenue they make from that event.
Wales' Six Nations game with Scotland, scheduled for tomorrow in Cardiff, has also been postponed. The match was the only one of the original Round 5 calendar left standing, and the Welsh Union had insisted this morning that it would still go ahead, but this afternoon it was changed and the match was postponed. All professional football in England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales has been suspended until the very least the 3rd of April. While all Champions League and Europa League matches have been postponed by UEFA, it means Chelsea, Manchester United, Wolves and Rangers will have to wait to play the second legs of their ties in both competitions. UEFA, of course, are set to make a decision on whether Euro 2020 will go ahead next Tuesday. Celtic boss Neil Lennon would expect Celtic to be declared Premiership champions if the season is brought to a premature end. All professional football in Scotland has been postponed indefinitely over fears of the spread of COVID-19. Lennon said there should only be one outcome if the campaign finishes early.
In most of the other leagues, you know, like Dundee United, they'll have to be promoted as well. But certainly if you're talking about the Armageddon of, you know, the league being cancelled or stopped, then, you know, it should go on the average points total, which, you know, would make us clear champions, and rightly so.
Cycling's Giro d'Italia, due to begin on May 9th in Budapest, has also been postponed. The Boston Marathon has been pushed back to September because of the virus outbreak. The date was due to be the 20th of, or the event was due to be held on the date the 20th of April. Marathons in Paris, Rome and Barcelona have also been cancelled or postponed, but next month's race in London is still going ahead. While in Formula One, bosses have announced the upcoming Bahrain and Vietnam Grand Prix have been postponed due to the outbreak. This weekend's season opening race in Australia had already been cancelled. If you're part of a club or if you were intending to take part in a sporting event in the coming days or the coming weeks, more than likely that event has been called off or postponed. If you check out your local club or sporting event social media pages, they will be able to confirm their stance on which, if they were to go ahead with what they had planned. And that's it from the sports desk for today and indeed for the weekend. We all know the reason why, no sport this weekend. So we've got a weekend off at the sports desk, but we will be back with our next local bulletin on Monday morning. So until then, enjoy your weekend. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And just returning to the coronavirus, the HSE has confirmed that 5 of the confirmed 70 cases of the COVID-19 virus are in the northwest. Elsewhere, there are 31 cases in the east of the country, 5 in the Midlands, 8 in the Midwest, 5 in the northeast, 5 in the southeast, 18 in the south of the country and 6 in the west. The North's First Minister has apologised for implementing the Renewable Heat Incentive Scheme. A public inquiry into Northern Ireland's Bosch Green Energy Scheme has determined it should never have been adopted. The 55-chapter report criticised Arlene Foster for signing off on the project in 2012 when she was Energy Minister, but admits she was wrongly advised over its benefits. The subsidy scheme paid out more than the cost of fuel for switching to green energy, meaning it was open to abuse for profit. Sir Patrick Coughlin says he uncovered repeated missed opportunities and systematic failings.
Given the volatile and demand-led nature of the scheme and the unusual nature of the funding, and in spite of warnings of the need to stay within set budgets, insufficient steps were taken to protect the RHI budget.
Donegal County Council has agreed to look further into safety concerns at a junction on the outskirts of Letterkenny. Residents near the junction at Lower Dromore, which leads onto the dual carriageway, are said to be worried over an 8-foot drop in the area and the potential consequences if a car went off the road there. The issue was raised at the latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District, with the local authority pledging to send a road engineer to the scene to assess it further. Councillor Donal Kelly says he's anxious for something to be done.
At that junction, entering the dual carriageway from the old Letterkenny Road and from a dual carriageway into Lower Dromore, it's just waiting an accident to happen. There was an accident there, but three or four years ago where a car went off there, but thankfully I've done to the field on the other side. Parents taking children there to school in the morning, and there's children waiting for a bus there, and there's about 8 foot of a drop down, so it's not that we're afraid. The residents out there are afraid that the car will go off the road and land on top of some family coming up, and so it's, I'd be very concerned about it. And the people, the residents down there, are very concerned about it as well. So I think the only way forward in this here, as far as the reply I got, was to have the TIA on site and have a better look at it. But I'm not happy with it at all, and the residents are not happy. So,
but you must be happy now that the TIA or the council are going to get the TIA to have a look at it at the very least.
Oh yes, I'm very happy about that there, and I think it's very good come forward for the councillors to meet the TIA and engineers on site and see themselves and explain, you know, what we feel and take it from there then. But there's a major concern down there with the locals, so that's why I've been taking it forward from, and this has gone on since when we were canvassing back in May, so I'm very anxious to get it sorted.
Weather now mostly cloudy tonight with a little patchy light rain and drizzle, turning misty also with some low cloud and some fog. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE has confirmed that 5 of the confirmed 70 cases of the coronavirus are in the northwest. Meanwhile, 9 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. That brings it to a total of 29 in the north and 99 on the whole island of Ireland. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council says its COVID-19 crisis management team continues to meet daily to consider the evolving situation and impacts and to comply with government and national guidelines to minimise the spread of the virus. The local authority says it's continuing to update its business continuity plan. Well, the president of Letterkenny Chamber says it's more important now than ever for people to be supporting their local businesses. Jimmy Stafford says they have been receiving a large volume of calls from business owners expressing concerns over the current situation as it relates to the coronavirus. He's urging them to engage early with financial institutions. And the court service has confirmed that a survey of the needs of Carndonagh Courthouse has been completed and a report from the surveyors is being assessed. Earlier this week, Judge Paul Kelly said he believes services should be returned to Carndonagh as quickly as possible. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 13th of March. The death has taken place of Margaret Clifford, name McCafferty, 75, Karate Road, Derry. Funeral from her home on Sunday morning at 10 to 12, going to St. Columb's Church, Chapel Road, for funeral mass at 12:30. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Norman Crawford, 9 Abbey Park, Manor Cunningham. His remains will repose at his late residence tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there at 11:30 on Sunday morning, travelling through Manor Cunningham Village, going to St. Columbus Church, Drumahill, for funeral mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake and funeral mass private to the immediate family, please. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, 40, Upper Main Street, Buncrana, formerly of Ballymacahill, Frosses. His remains will repose at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Lower Main Street, Buncrana, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4, and tomorrow evening from 7 to 9. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral restricted to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Raymond Finbar Kerr, Springfield, Tamney, Fannet, County Donegal, formerly of Clonakilty, County Cork. Raymond's remains are reposing at his late residence in Springfield, Tamney, until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral mass in St. Columbus Church, Massmount, Fannet, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Renal Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon Scott Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Eileen O'Donnell, Mulladuff, Kincashla, Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Mulladuff. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, at 11 o'clock, restricted to family only, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9, again for immediate family only, please. Family time, please, from after the rosary, and private before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Mickey Shields, 30 Lochmorris Road, Ahiarn, Castledurg. Mickey's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, Brinleck, Gwydor. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal for 12 noon Mass in St Columbkill's, Knockfulla, tomorrow, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9, with family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has occurred of Robert Gibson, Drumbarnet, Newton Cunningham. Robert's remains will repose overnight at All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass is restricted, please, to family and close friends of the deceased.